Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace, ladies and gentlemen, interweblians, people, supporters. We are now back with another episode of the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com. You are now tuned in to the Gorilla Podcast Network, Connecticut's number one podcast network. B, what's going on?
What's up? Chilling. How are you?
Chilling good. Back. We're back with another great show with a guest. I'm excited.
I'm so excited about
something different.
Show.
This is going to be real good.
Mm-hmm.
How's your weekend, though? How's everything?
Everything's pretty good. I can't complain. It was a full moon this weekend. So okay. A lot of wild things going on. A lot of emotions coming out for people. I noticed a lot of people getting sick too, you know. Could be part of it. But definitely, I feel recharged. Like I'm starting to recharge and come back. So
nice.
Good weekend.
Cool. Me, same thing, working. It's been exciting. I've been in the studio a lot more because of the new podcast shows. I know you guys have been hearing that a lot, but you know, we're really grinding over here. So we have a new podcast show actually starting tomorrow, and DJ Stutters actually started his TSD, the Spinner's Digest podcast, on Monday. So it's moving, man. It's moving. So we're doing, you know, just trying to get some good quality content out there for
some
you guys.
Some big things.
So don't forget to check out the Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram. And not only our show, of course, we're going to have everybody on there so you guys could actually hear, listen to, and just kind of dissect other shows and become fans and supporters of them too, because we have a lot of great stuff to come. But yo, man, without further ado, man, I got a great guest in the house today. This is actually something different. We haven't done something like this today, as of today. So I'm excited to get into it. This is a brother I've known for years, man. I think since like about kindergarten. Mm. he moved away, lost touch with him, found him years later. Mm. And, you know, we've kind of been linked ever since. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you guys my good friend, David Bonet. David, what's good, brother?
What's up?
Chilling, man.
Babe?
Welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Man, Dave, it's been years, bro.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Actually, rest in peace to our our good friend, Arlie.
Yes.
That's kind of how I think I met you, actually, too, within school.
He was in our class.
Yeah. We were in kindergarten. It's been a long time, man. Kindergarten, bro. So, yeah, it was
Tracy
dope.
School.
Tracy School, yeah, Norwalk. Shout out to Norwalk, Tracy School. So basically, man, we lost touch for, man, you left Norwalk when?
My parents bought a house in Bridgeport back in 89. So I was in Bridgeport.
Okay.
We moved into Bridgeport when I was like 9 years old.
Okay.
Then when you reached out to me, it was...
Yeah. What grade was that? 89? Was that first grade? Kindergarten still? About third?
Third grade.
Okay. Yeah, man. So we lost touch. Shit. And then it was what? It had to have been like 2009,
it was
2008
yeah.
or something.
You hit it on... It was around that time.
Yeah. And what happened to be, we found each other on... I found him actually on Facebook. I'm like, yo. Because Dave... Like all of us, we were all skinny. We all gained a little weight. You know what I mean? And I always remember the name. Dave was always a cool ass kid, man.
That impressed me though, because he reached out to me. He's like, I used to know a David Bonet. He's like,
yeah.
To remember the name, you know, and not hear it for so many years.
But you know what it was, Dave? Because you were always a cool ass, humble dude, man. Yeah. Like, real good. Like, you know, a friend. He was cool. We would always hang out. Yo, I remember, you know, in school. You would ask him to do anything, play whatever, he was down. Like, and I always remembered that. Mm-hmm. When you left, bro, you know, we were friends, so that kind of sucked. It was like, fuck. Excuse me. So, yeah, when I found him on Facebook, you know, the beauty of social media, I had to reach out, and I'm like, yo, you know, it could have been a different David Bonet, but I'm like, yo, do you remember, you know, I think I brought up Arlie and Tracy School, and lo and behold, man, it was Dave, man.
Yeah, so, I remember when I was leaving, when we were packing the truck, it was, I spent the day with Arlie.
Yeah.
It was rough, because he was my best friend.
Yeah, I remember, man. I remember. He actually, he would say you were his cousin.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. So I always actually thought that you guys were cousins. So, yeah, man, so it's a beautiful thing, man, I'm actually happy, you know, we found that. We found each other. We found the way back, because now, look, you're here.
Okay. And I think it's interesting that, like, from little, he could say that, like, you were humble and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was you. That was always you, you know.
Yeah, I got that from my mom. Mm.
And it's crazy, because how many years is that, man? 89 to 2009, that's what,
27, 28 years?
29.
Yeah,
29. So I was born
80. Excuse me, guys. Yeah, man, so, yeah, bro, nah, you actually most definitely left an impact on me, man, because I always remembered you. I never forgot the name, nothing. Mm-hmm. So again, man, I'm glad we crossed paths, and especially now, because we're both businessmen, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's one of the reasons you're up here. Actually, let's get into it, man. Enough of our childhood stories, man. Let's get into the brand, man. Let the people know the name of the brand. You know, let's start from the beginning, though, because we like to give the people, right, you know, we like to give the people the history. So start about, you know, talk about how you started and everything, and let them know.
Right. Well, I've always had that you know, entrepreneur mentality.
Absolutely.
I've tried all sorts of stuff. I was into finance, security. Mm-hmm. I was into I even got into creating paracord jewelry.
Okay.
But hustles is something I knew how to make from years. I learned from an uncle of mine from Puerto Rico.
Awesome.
It's a Puerto Rican, I mean, in Puerto Rico, what they call is el vinagre. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So it's a fermented peppers, fermented pineapples.
Pineapple, right. I was going to say, right. I make it with pineapple.
Right, so it's, yeah, that's where it stems from.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's not something that you can find here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I remember my father growing up, my father always had a bottle of Palo Viejo.
Oh, yeah.
Filled with,
and
you know.
That too, yeah, like, right? They had to make it too. Yeah.
Filled with the pineapple or the vinagre. Cool. And it was awesome. It had so much flavor.
And you know, not to cut you off real quick, but now that you're talking about the history, man, like, yeah, it's crazy that I never thought of it that way, that, you know, hot sauce, salsa picante, whatever people call it, has a history within culture, you know, especially,
absolutely, yeah.
I mean, Caribbean, Latino, right, indigenous, whatever you want to call it, and I never thought about that until now. So that's
absolutely, and where my father, my dad, my uncles come from, they had a lot of pineapple plantations. That's where they worked. Oh, that's since, right, like they were, yeah, 16 years old, you,
okay,
know. So it's they had a lot of access to all that, you know.
Amazing.
So about 10, 11 years ago, I took a trip out there, and I mentioned to him, like, I want to learn. And sure enough, he took me out there. We went out, picked up some pineapple, picked up some chili peppers, and he showed me the procedures, fermenting the pineapples and that's the peppers.
Dope. So you got the real essence behind it, you know?
Yes, yeah.
That's cool.
That's amazing, because I actually do that, like, with my mom and stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of like a family thing.
Right, right.
So it's interesting to hear that.
Dope, man.
So I brought that back. And I was making hot sauce for everybody, right? So I was like, oh, happy, excited. I was making hot sauce for me, for my friends, and everybody was loving it, you know. And I was on and off for like 10 years making it, but
yeah.
It was it came to the point where I found the culture. Like, it's hot sauce, I mean, it's a huge following, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at the show on YouTube with Hot Ones with Sean Evans.
Yes.
You know, it's, I'm
that's
a huge
what
fan
I feel
of the
like
show.
I'm on right now.
And, yeah, this is dope. We never had nothing like this, man. We got hot sauce. We got some naan bread.
Yeah.
We're gonna try it a little later. This is dope, man.
Yeah, I wasn't just gonna bring some bottles. I was like, let me bring some
cool,
something
cool
for you guys.
I didn't expect
try
it, man. I didn't, yeah, expect it. That's dope. Yeah. Thank you.
Dope, man. So yeah, I was a huge fan of the show, and I'm like, wait a minute, a lot of these. They don't have those major brand hot,
yeah,
sauce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing. You go to the supermarket, you pick up a bottle of Frank's hot sauce, which, by the way, I love. I always have Pete's, Texas Pete,
yeah,
Frank's.
Yeah.
I have a bottle in my,
like,
drawer,
the
my
typical,
cabin. Right,
yeah,
you know, they're like $3.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Right, you know, they're about $3, but it's all vinegar or it's all preserves. You know, it's so,
mm-hmm,
I can, you know, assure you that there's no preservatives. No sugar, you know, at least all natural sugars from pineapples.
Yeah.
I don't add moisture on top of it. Nice. So it's all natural.
Dope.
So that's what I found on the show, and there's like a lot of these people are small batch, what they call is like small batch hot sauce companies. Mm-hmm. You know, they only make, you know, a certain amount every month, and it's a huge following. Like now, I missed it this year in April. There was a hot sauce convention, so it's huge now. I mean, there's one in Chicago, you know, San Francisco, all over. You know, but so now Brooklyn, the Barclay,
Barclay Center.
Yeah, that's okay. Where they hold the hot sauce expo.
Yeah, it's crazy how it's so dope how I don't know. I would never think, like, back then, hot sauce culture, like, you know, you got the spiciest wings challenge and all that
right,
shit.
Right.
So it's amazing how, this is another language, bro. Food is a language that, you know,
absolutely
is spoken within.
And that's a culture in itself, food.
Right.
So I'm curious to know, like, about the name, like.
Yeah, let the people know the name of the brand.
You know, like, I just wonder what gave you the idea of angry, like, things.
Well. It's funny because I was at the farmer's market a couple of weeks ago, and this gentleman came up to me and he was like, everything, it's really good. Cool. There's only one problem. You got to work on the anger part. Because I'm out there. I'm excited. I'm happy, you know. But I guess what it is, it stems from, like, you know, you come home from a hard day's work, you know, and you got this, what they call, like, resting bitch faces.
Yeah, yeah.
So the kids, you know, either my wife or the kids, like, you know. You know, he's either hungry, you know, or don't fuck with him. You know, had a bad day, you know. But usually, it's just really that's just it. It's just either thinking or just my resting bitch face, you know, or resting anger face.
And then you get a little sauce and
right. So usually, if I'm talking to somebody, I'm always smiling. So I'm not really angry. But another thing is that, you know, it doesn't have a bite. So when you're tasting this, you know, you're gonna feel a little bite in your tongue. So that
cool, man. So now. When did you start did you start bottling it up for like family and stuff before you actually started kind of pushing it to the public, like, or like what are the steps?
I wasn't professionally bottling it in a glass. I was putting it in any container I had, you know. Okay. You know, like my dad with the Palo Viejo, like if I had an empty vinegar bottle, that's where I was putting it, you know.
Gotcha.
But it was it's funny because my mom's birthday, September 24th, was the other day.
Okay. Happy birthday, mom.
Happy birthday, mom. That was the day last year when I started the process. You know, it came up on my Facebook memories. My first
year already, man.
Yeah, a year. It was the fermenting process started at September 24th of 2017.
Dope.
And several weeks later is when I started bottling professionally and again, I didn't go on a market right away. It was just like, you know, market research type. Yeah.
And are you making this in your home or do you?
I started at the home.
Okay. Yeah,
no, I moved on.
Which makes sense though, right. You know, that's the way of business.
Right. So definitely I've been working on getting all the certifications and all the permits, licenses needed to produce this commercially. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, because especially with like a food product, you have to be
right.
FDA safety and I mean whatever. You know?
It's got to go through all that legalities.
Absolutely.
How does your family feel about it?
So that's a good question, right? So I think that's what keeps me going, right? Because I have a passion for cooking. I'm always in the cook. I don't want to say always, but when I am cooking, the kids love it. They're my biggest critic, right? So. They love giving me the feedbacks, and it's always a tremendous, you know, a good positive feedback. And I guess I'm lucky that the kids, because the wife, she could probably handle the jalapeno.
Okay.
But the other kids, they love it. They venture off to some hotter stuff, so they love this. So they're my like I guess the quality
like the
control,
testers.
right.
Yeah.
Cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool that they like it, you know, because sometimes kids don't like that.
Right. Right. So I have a 6-year-old Maya. Shout out to Maya. She's a she still hasn't, you know, she's still a little it's weird because she could down a bag of Takis.
Uh-huh.
But she's afraid of this. So it's like but
it's all in the mind. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, we'll definitely let's get into that in a little bit. Definitely, man. We'll get it going, man. But real quick, So, at what point did you say, yo, this has potential. Like, I could get this out. Like, and I am gonna get it out. When did you, you know, what, and when did you, and what gave you that push?
Well, it was out of nowhere. So, you know, when you have so many like fails, you know, like you have have several attempts, you know, to start up a business, and you have some failures, whatever. And I guess I got good at knowing when it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of it was an epiphany. It was a random epiphany, because, you know, I'm always thinking of ways to hustle. I'm always thinking of new ways to, you know, to make that money.
Absolutely.
And it just came to me. It's like, wait, dude, like, you know how to make hustles, and you know how to make a good hustle. Why aren't you selling? Because, I mean, I was doing paracord, like we're talking about bracelets, dog leashes, camera straps, all that stuff. And then I went into some beard products. But, I just wasn't feeling it, right?
Yeah.
Finally, you just had the epiphany, like, dude, like, you make good hustles.
Yeah.
Why aren't you selling? But then you run into some of the struggles. You're running to, learning how to opening up a food business. It's intimidating. You go online, you start looking at all the, you know, the procedures and the process you got to go through. It's like, oh, where do I begin? You know, so, like, you know, I got to give a shout out to Chef Raquel. She's from a pinch of Salt.
Okay.
You know, she's she had a program, a 6-week program that I signed up for, and it was just nothing but like networking. That's key people
helped you out.
Help me out. Steered me the right direction, and I'm part of their team now. You know,
that's
whenever
awesome.
She needs somebody, I'm there.
Actually, real quick, shout out the social media real quick, because we might have some listeners that are food enthusiasts that want to get into stuff. So
right.
Maybe
so,
they could connect with her.
Well, real quick, so you could follow me at in Instagram, Dave's Angry Sauce. Same thing as Facebook, Dave's Angry Sauce. A Pinch of Salt, you can find her on Instagram and on Facebook with that name, A Pinch of Salt.
Okay.
And you can check her website out at pinchofsalt.com.
Cool. Yeah, your mic is on there. All right, cool, man. So she helped you along the way.
Yeah.
You were talking about it was a little intimidating, and you went for it. But this is something you love.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of like with me with self-mathematics. It's I don't really see it as work.
So it's one of those things where, like, you know, you sit down with your wife and you start discussing, you know, plans, right? And it's like, is this even worth chasing? You know, is this the right path? And it's just the fact that it just kept, like, it was stubborn. The idea, the seed was so stubborn, it just kept popping up.
And it won't go away.
It won't go away.
Yeah.
That's a sign.
You know, it's like, you find reasons to shoot it down yourself sometimes, you know, whether it's confidence or whatever. And it's just,
I felt like that, like, with the spiritual, like, stuff, like, making it a business or trying to put it out there. Because I feel like that's something that's always so, like, personal. Maybe, like, even, like, making this is, like, a family tradition.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, no, I mean, like I said, I've learned to identify where there's God or the universe telling me, no, that's not the right path, you know? And so it was like, here I am, and it's like, I feel like, you know, everything was just falling in place.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even meeting Chef Raquel, it wasn't an accident, you know? And some of the people that I've been meeting since, you know, for the past few months, it's been exciting. It's been, a little nerve-wracking because it's just happening.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's just going.
Sometimes that's how it is, man. But obviously, you're doing something
right. It's like a roller coaster ride, man.
You're doing something right if these messages and things keep happening.
Right.
So that's amazing, man. So
no, and then shout out to my wife, man. She's a huge support. Like like when I first started.
Yeah.
Making a mess. Oh, the fermenting process.
Yeah.
it's like the whole house would just smell like vinegar and onions and garlic, and it just drove her crazy. But she never, she stuck. You know, she never, like.
And you know what? That makes such a difference sometimes
oh, yeah.
to have that support. You know, because if she was the other way, it probably would have discouraged you a little bit.
Of course.
You know, so that support is important.
Yeah.
I'm like dying to like try.
She And I could tell that she was a supporter because as soon as I posted it, but I had, you know, I posted the flyer earlier this morning about you being on the show and the show dropping tomorrow. And, right, you know, she reposted. I'm like, yo, that's dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because like B was saying, like to have that is everything. You know what I mean? Especially from your partner. Because if they believe in you and they push you, man, you're invincible, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I commend you and her on that, man. So that's dope, man.
Thank you.
So where do you sell these things, man? Where can the people find these things? Let them know.
Yep. You can, like I said, you can follow me on the, on Instagram. You know, you can actually click on the link and it'll take you to Facebook where you can make the purchase.
Okay.
I'm working on my website.
Awesome.
It's still in the works. But you can also check out davesangrysauce.bigcartel.com.
Okay.
That's another location, another site you can make a purchase.
I like the name.
And events too, right? You do events? Any kind of
events? So all the events that I'm involved with right now, it's with Chef Raquel. Basically, I'm working off of her because I'm still working off getting some of the legalities taken care of. So it's like,
you want to do it the right way.
Right.
If you're going to go.
Right, right. So, when you see me in the farmer's market, I'm at Chef Raquel's stand, you know. So, hopefully, by June 2019, I'll be at the farmer's market. And hopefully, I'll be at, you know.
You will.
Yeah, you
hopefully, you will.
Yeah, right, you will. Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You absolutely will, man. I mean, you know, like we said, it's all about being persistent and having that backbone, and you're pretty much where they are.
Speaking of being persistent.
Yeah, somebody's hungry over here. Somebody had a couple glasses of wine, I think, before she got here.
Oh, maybe.
A little hungry. But what was I going to say? So where do you see yourself, man, with this in the next 5 or 10, man? Like, what's the idea?
Well, I'm going to continue this. Actually, it's a good question because there's some things. This is what I started with. I started with 3 different flavors or levels of heat. I will be dropping a spicy barbecue sauce.
Okay.
You know.
Nice.
Right. So I'm excited about that. I got also working on some jellies. So it's a funny story because, you know, I'm sure if you or your kids have ever watched SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's an episode where, you know, SpongeBob eats his Krabby Patties with jelly.
Yeah.
So we're having a, you know, cookout. Mm-hmm. And everybody's, you know, making the burgers and, of course, adding the hot sauce in. But it's like, wait, you know, so somebody's like, oh, let's put jelly on it. So they mix the jelly with the hot sauce and then put it on the burger.
And it was delicious.
It was actually very good. So, and I've had, you know, spicy jam or jelly in the past. And, you know, people mix it with cream cheese and with crackers, whatever. But, you know, that's something I'm working on as well. So it's like I'm working on a batch of habanero and apples.
Oh,
that's, you know, it's been picked at, you know, it's been picked here at local farms.
Mm-hmm.
And once I get the, you know, all the flavors right,
from an experimentation, huh?
Right.
Look at that.
Right.
That's what's up, man.
That's
Well, we gotta feed this woman, man, before she chews our heads off. But before that,
I just wanna try.
I'm just kidding, B. I'm just kidding with you. talk about the logo, man. Yo, that shit looks exactly like you, bro. I loved it. As soon as I saw it online and I started to see it, I'm like, yo, that's crazy. It looks just like him. Talk about it.
It's and again, I'm going to keep going back to, like, it's just meant to be, right? Because I don't know. Yeah. I do everything. I do the fermentation process. Mm-hmm. I do the cooking. I do the bottling.
Yeah.
I do the label. I do, from start to finish, I do it all. Of course, you know, the kids, you know, give a helping hand. I have a cousin. Shout out to Elvin Diwali, he helps me out a lot.
Cool.
But aside from this, I do everything. So it's like when I designed this, it's just hours and hours sitting in front of the computer just looking for ideas. And it's funny. I admit that that's not me. So I have a photograph.
Wait, that's not you?
So it's meant to be me. Right, yeah. So I have a photograph, right, of where my hair was exactly like that, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I,
bro, you look like that right now.
Yeah. Right. So it's that was just a combination of different pieces put together.
Okay.
And it just so happened to look like me.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's hard to explain.
It was meant to be.
That's right.
So dope.
Yeah.
I get it.
So, cool. So then, of course, you know, it's got to go through quality control. I ran it through the wife. The wife was like, you know what? It's this is good. Keep it simple. You know, like, I'm thinking it's like adding colors, adding different. Like, no, just keep it. The less, the better.
Yeah. Excuse me. Less is more. Yeah.
You know, and that was one of my concerns because, again, I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not I don't work on logos. I don't design, and everybody just keeps
giving me. But it's like literally everyone gets a piece of you, you know, like in their home.
Right. You know? I never thought about that way. But everybody's like, when everybody walks by, that's one of the things that catches their eye. It's like, wait a minute, that's you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it sparks up a conversation, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody's like, oh, that logo is everything. That logo is perfect.
It
is.
It's simple, but it speaks volumes, man. Right. It does.
Now, since you've been doing it, like, how do you feel? Like, do you feel, like, inspired, on the right path, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it feel good to you?
It does. It does, especially, you know, like, I feel... Everything feels right because there's nothing in this that'll do harm, right? It's everything's all natural. Everything, you know,
that's big too.
Especially my kids, where I like, give it to the kids, and they're like, actually, you know, you don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
You know?
And the world is very health conscious now,
right.
So
right,
it's big.
But I got some great things happening, you know, and I'm working with some of the local farms, some of the farms in Bridgeport.
Nice.
So like. I got to meet some amazing people that work for DSSD, Bridgeport Farmers Market Collaborative. You got to go check their website for all the farmers market. There's 7 farmers market in Bridgeport, mm-hmm. you know, from the North End, East End.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Black Rock area. So check out their website, and, you know, it's. I guess I want to start promoting or in talk about clean eating.
Yeah.
Right. So it's. You go to the supermarket, who knows what that went through, you know, all the pesticides and all that. You know, and then if you go to Whole Foods, it's ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're going to pay...
If you could afford it, but yeah.
But that's the thing, though,
like,
you know...
Like, who really can?
If you're going to spend on... At least you know it's freshly picked.
Yeah.
You know, it's where it comes from. So, yeah, you know, support the, you know, local farms.
Absolutely.
And, of course.
So I plan. I'm working with the Reservoir Community Farm. Mm. Hope to work up, collaborate with them. So instead of, you know, I'll be getting the provided or supplied the peppers from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, you know, where it comes from. You know,
hand in hand. One like we said earlier, one hand washes the other.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Right. So definitely, I feel good. I feel good about this, and it just keeps getting better.
You should, bro. This is it's a lot. I know it's a lot of work. Cause I know right. what you know. B knows she has B makes jewelry and candles and stuff as well. So,
right.
you know, we have
our, and it's our not hands. Just jewelry. It's not just candles. There's a lot more. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. There's some. Yeah. Like that's
oh,
the
her
product.
Candles? Her
everything is so like spiritual.
Her candles have so much meaning and depth to
right,
them.
Right.
So it's, yeah. And that's what people don't see the real depth and meaning of what we do, and you know like we said earlier, people just think it, you know, it popped up out of nowhere.
Right.
But no, it takes a lot of homework to
Absolutely.
A lot of pushing to do it.
Right.
Man, listen, if you want, show us how it's done, man. How is this cuisine eaten? and you can start with B first.
Right. So I brought in some naan. I brought some naan.
You know, you can't just leave the food in front of us.
Oh, right. B, can you reach it, the napkins, please?
Oh, yeah.
Vamonos.
I gotta apologize to the wife for grabbing the naan. I'm pretty sure she was looking forward to it.
Oh, she didn't know you grabbed it.
No, listen, thank you. It wasn't our idea. It's
no, she's actually the one that suggested
okay.
it. So I'm gonna suggest we start with the jalapeno.
Okay.
All right, and this is the other thing. I don't do too much hot, but I'm gonna definitely try it regardless.
We gotta
but,
try it.
But if it's too hot, I'm gonna be like,
damn!
Just letting y'all know.
Just.
We're about to find out.
We're
just
gonna
a
put a
little
drop. Right.
Little
All right. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
I was just gonna say keep your water nearby, but I don't think water really helps.
Yeah.
You need milk.
Right. Nah, we'll do it up, man.
So yeah. So just.
Toma.
Perfect.
And this is which flavor?
This is the jalapeno.
All right. So we actually record video as well as audio, so the people at home, We're about to be sweating bullets.
Okay, let's do this.
Buen provecho.
So, I'm curious, when you take bio, tell me what you pick up.
Oh my God! Wow!
I can taste the sweet and the spicy.
Yeah, it's like sweet, spicy. It almost
It has a lot of taste. It's real good.
I don't know if I'm tasting like lemon or something.
Lime. So the label actually gives it away, but pick up the lime. Like she said, it's got some pineapple, so you're gonna get the sweetness from the pineapple.
Gotcha. So good. That's pretty good.
That is really good. That actually tastes really good.
You get like garlic, it has a little kick. Onion, you get cilantro. Yeah. All that goes into this bottle.
And what do these go on? Like what do people usually use it on? Anything or?
So you could put it on your kitchen table and just put it on anything. And my kids put it on everything. I've been working, I made some dips for Chef Raquel and some of the events that she's been catering to. And I make guacamole.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But it was not just guacamole, a guacamole dip. Mm-hmm. So it's got some mayo, sour cream, and then you kick it up with this, and it just has a nice bite, a mild
it's kick delicious. To it.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Yeah,
that one's good,
right?
Yeah, like,
and it's not really spicy at all.
Yeah, like if you're not crazy about it's got spiciness.
It's got a nice little tiny kick. Mm-hmm. So
it's tolerable.
Right? Yeah.
So we're gonna move on to sweet and savory Scotch bonnet. Right, this is my favorite one. This is when I first learned to make hot sauce. This is. This is the pepper that was my first choice.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a smaller bite because last time I took a big bite with the naan, so I still got the flavor, but I want to taste this one.
Oh shit! Okay, that one got a little bit more kick to it.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Sorry. Everybody at home, sorry if you hear us chewing like cows and shit, but this shit is good.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, that one definitely has a little bit more kick to it.
Holy shit, I'm scared to try the last one. No, but that was good. That it has more, but it's still pretty tolerable.
Now, keep in mind, we're shoveling in our mouths with a little bit of naan, but typically you would put it on your tacos or rice, so it's going to get absorbed.
It blends well, yeah.
Right.
And this one was which one?
What flavor this was the Scotch bonnet. It's sweet and savory. So it does have a little bit more pineapple, so it has that pineapple, but then you're still picking up the garlic. You're still picking up all the peppers. That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
You guys ready for the next one?
Oh, I think
yeah.
Let's do it.
We already started.
We gotta finish.
I'm about to be like,
damn!
Oh, yo, he just gave me a little drop. So you know what that means, right? This shit ain't no joke right here.
Oh shit! Oh,
I think you could handle it.
She was the hungry one, right? Yeah, give her a lot more. Oh boy, let me get my water up here.
Whippa. All right, let's see what we got.
I can smell it. Smells good though.
I actually really like that.
She wants seconds.
I actually really like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of feel like the middle one is spicier than the. Maybe.
You know what it is?
Or maybe because I'm having it right after.
Sometimes I have a late delay. But okay. It could.
So sneak up on me?
Yeah, I think I'm feeling it now.
So different peppers hit you differently.
Mm-hmm.
So habaneros are infamous for hitting you in the back. It comes this way.
Yeah.
Mm. So sometimes it comes sneaks
I like
up on
it. I like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good. They're all good.
I actually really
like
that one.
I like the first one,
mm-hmm.
because like I said, I'm more of a mild guy, but they're all good.
I really like that one.
I'm actually gonna I'm gonna end up ordering some from you. So
cool.
You know, even though summer's over and barbecue season is over, my grill will be on during the winter time
all year
too,
round. So. Yeah.
Oh, well, I got a hairy around with you, right?
You put that on everything.
That's good stuff, man. Have you ever done challenges they call, you know, where they the competitions is actually what right, I was looking right. to say. Right. Have you ever done like anything like that where
I'm tasting it or
where people are tasting your stuff? Not it doesn't have to be like because of the heat
right.
factor, maybe just the flavor or anything like that.
No, I haven't. I've been thinking okay. about it. Like I do a really I make a really good chili that I've put into my competition.
That's, okay,
yeah, but cool. never not my hot sauce, not yet at least.
B, can I get another one, please?
Yeah,
I'm gonna get some of that.
You
that,
want some of this?
Yeah,
one?
Can I get some of that? You don't mind, Dave? Do
no,
you?
No, go right in.
This was good. Yo, y'all gotta try this, man. Please go to Dave's Angry Sauce on Instagram and Facebook. This young man is a entrepreneur. He's a local entrepreneur. He's also Latino. Dave, where are you from? Actually, your heritage, bro.
So, my father's Puerto Rican. He's from Barcelona, though.
Okay.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And my father, my mother's from Ecuador. So I'm a mix.
That's a good mix.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Yo, that's really good. I like that one a lot.
It is really good, but I actually like
the habanero one.
Yeah.
Like
that
one?
Yeah. It's good, man. Now, are these the same ones that are in the front there?
Yeah. So actually,
okay.
Yeah. So this is this one.
Mm-hmm.
This one is this one. So now this one is this one. It just doesn't look. I couldn't find yellow peppers anywhere.
Okay.
So that's what gives it their color.
Yeah.
So you know. So I bottled this one up the way it is.
I'm just being greedy, bro. I thought maybe we had another flavor in there so we could put it on some more naan. Nah, man, but that's really good, bro.
It was delicious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing it.
Yeah, definitely, man. You're definitely gonna definitely see this going places, man.
Right.
You just gotta, you know, like anything else, bro. Keep pushing it, and just keep going, man. Keep going. I don't know. Any last words about your you want to put in there about your sauce?
No, just clean eating. Just hit your you know your. Local farmers, follow me, hit me up.
Yep. Well, we're not done with the. We're gonna keep going.
Absolutely.
I just want you to
right
get into that. Yep. Yeah, keep going. I'm sorry, yep. I cut you off.
No. Just follow me, hit me up. Any questions, and I'm open for collaborations.
Cool.
Hit me up.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, that's a big thing now. Like, get the hot sauce that doesn't have all these other things in it. You know, it's important. Like,
right.
Support each other. We need to support each other.
Local.
Out there, local entrepreneurs trying to make it, trying to do the right thing.
Right.
You know, and following your passion and your purpose.
Yeah. Natural, healthy, local. Those are a lot of big things. I mean, bro, for a company starting like that, for you to already be on that route. That's amazing because people usually start the other way. But I could imagine it might be a little cheaper because of, you know, you're putting whatever into it. You're actually sitting there and dissecting everything because you want to put that natural, healthy stuff out there.
Right.
So I commend you on that because usually people, you move backwards. You just went straight in and dove right in, and that's pretty amazing.
This is the thing, though, right? So there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different hot sauce out there. So it's like you have to bring something new.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
I mean, you could put together a blend up a couple of cayenne peppers and put some mm-hmm. vinegar, and that's you got yourself pretty
Call
much anything else that's on the market mm-hmm. right, on the shelves. I feel like I am bringing something different.
Yeah, you definitely are. That's just such a tradition, you know.
Right.
To
right.
Like
so basically, I took something. I took something that's traditionally made in Puerto Rico, and I just added my own, you know, twist to it. You know, because typically your Puerto Rican vinagre isn't blended this way. You're actually it's more of a hot vinegar than it is a hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's amazing, and I'm very impressed.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I just want to, now that we, you know, I wanted to definitely get into the product and your history and what it took for that. I want to kind of talk about still, I want to talk entrepreneurship and business. How has this helped you? And I'm asking this so, like, you know, again, our listeners, someone who might want to go that route or any other route. That's why, you know, some people might be like, our typical listeners might be like, why are they doing food? But, you know, I'm always thinking outside the box, and it's needed to, for our people to know how to, you know, how to do things in a way where you just, you got to think outside the box and not do the normal where, you know, basically what I'm trying to say is you could do your own business, but you got to have, you know, you got to put some fire under that ass and get things done.
Right.
So how has this business venture helped you become more knowledgeable with business?
It definitely shined the light on Connecticut.
Yeah.
A lot of the process in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as you know, entrepreneurism.
Even what have you learned that's key that you learned from this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like protecting your product, protecting your recipe.
Yeah.
You know, one of the classes, the program that I signed up for, one of the things that was discussed is, you know, disclosure agreement. You know, it's you got something very good here.
Mm-hmm.
How can you produce this without somebody actually running off and starting their own?
Yeah.
I'm curious. What is that called for food? Because, you know, for clothing, it's called like trademark. For like books, it's called copyright. Right. What's it?
It would be trademark.
Trademark as well.
But when I say disclosure agreements, is so. Let's say, you know, down the line, I have a bottling facility,
yeah.
You know, and I have, you know, 5 or 6 staff members, mm-hmm. You know, they would have to, you know, sign an agreement just to never discuss this, what goes
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Or
The recipe.
And so that they don't go, like, let's say they leave the company and they go.
Try to do their own business.
There's even an agreement where they can't start their own company. At least that's
with
going
that.
A competitive company within, you know, so many
yeah.
years, you know. I mean, there's a lot, you know,
yeah,
things that you don't think about.
Exactly, and that's what, it's good for the people, our interweb leaders
right.
out there to hear it, because,
right.
again, that's behind the scenes shit that we don't know. So, you know,
right.
anything else that you could think of, man, like that,
yeah, no,
please let them know.
It's like partnership, you know.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm doing this alone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I feel all right with that. But there's people who work together. You know, and it's sometimes they feel like you know, putting everything on paper is insulting. You know, insulting
mm-hmm.
to the other partner. You know, but it isn't. It's actually, you know, if
it's
you
a
guys
prenup,
are,
baby.
If you guys are friends and love each other that much, then do it to protect
yeah,
your relationship.
Each other.
Yeah.
yeah,
especially
you
if you're businessmen, because you understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but you mentioned something going doing things backwards as well. My ultimate goal, because I love cooking.
Mm-hmm.
My ultimate goal is to have a you know, I don't want like a food truck.
Okay.
I want to be mobile. I want to have a food truck. But a lot of people, you know, I hear like, why didn't you do the food truck first,
mm-hmm.
and then mm-hmm. sell your brand, you know, your hot sauce? And it's this is what I can do with what I have.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm starting the other way. I'm starting with you know, hot sauce, and it's,
yeah.
You know, I don't have, you know, $50,000 to put on a, you know, on,
yeah,
on a, on a
yeah.
food truck, you know. So,
I think it's great,
but
because
no,
this could go in many places, you know.
Let me tell you, when I get that food
marketing.
Truck and you see that face, you'll know it's me.
Yeah.
Right?
But listen, there's no wrong and right way, really. You know what
yeah.
I mean? You're still doing it.
Right.
You're just starting a different route, bro.
Right.
It's like us. We had this show. I didn't think I was gonna have a studio and a network. You know, it's like you just.
It turned out to be that
yeah,
way.
You
yeah.
start to morph into what. You can, so I mean, mm-hmm. you're definitely doing it, man.
Another thing that it's inspired me was try to grow, how, you know, start up a garden, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't have a green thumb, you know, so that's one of the things that I'm learning, you know, with some of the farmers, local farmers.
Mm-hmm.
I hope to learn from them.
That's
and
key.
And
yeah.
grow my own.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, like, I've been wanting to do that for years.
Yeah.
I mean,
me,
I think, you know, one of the things we have in common
yeah.
is self-reliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prepper,
you know,
stuff.
Prepper,
and self-reliance.
Right.
Yep.
You know, I'm not one of those crazy lunatic preppers, you know, you see on TV.
Yeah, but, me neither.
You know, it's, you know, it's protecting your family, make sure that, you know,
exactly.
you have a plan.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm working with other people, it seems like.
Right.
Networking is big with all of it.
So. Absolutely.
Also, another thing that you said that I think is important for people to know is sometimes you fail, like, when you go to do business, like, there might be a few failures, like, but not giving up.
Right.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
That's really important.
And that's very key because, you know, you're going to run into a lot of obstacles.
Yeah.
You're going to run into a lot of obstacles, and fear is one of the things that stops people. You know, I run into fear, like I said before, like this is going up like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get scared sometimes, you know, but, you know, you can't let fear get in the way.
No, man. You know what? It's all perception, man. We talk about perception a lot. Fear and support is one of the biggest things that I think can push away someone who wants to do something as far as a business or whatever. I mean, I've had my own family not even support me, you know what I mean? But if you have that perception, if you have that drive, if you really love what you're doing, like I said earlier, it's not looked at as work. You know what I mean? If you really have that outlook, man, it don't matter who supports you, man. You're gonna go out there and do it. So this is key, man. This is key for our listeners out there to hear. This is why I wanted you on the show to get your product out there, but as well as, you know, I want to break down with you and be the whole steps of running a business and the behind the scenes part, because a lot of people just see it, you know, the limelight, and they don't know it takes, it could be years, sometimes a little quicker, but it still takes work.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Like, you got people who you know, go to the bank. You know, they got a business plan. They go and they present to the bankers and they get a loan and they launch their business. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the route that I've taken, I really got to know my product.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. These are like my little, I have my three kids here, you know, and I hope to make more kids, you know.
Absolutely.
You got the barbecue sauce coming soon, hopefully. And
chili.
Yeah, and the chili.
But, I got to try that chili too.
Yeah. All right. I got to bring some. But this is the route that I've taken, I don't have any regrets.
It's your baby. Yeah. They're your babies, so that is what it is, right? The passion.
Yeah. And I have a tremendous amount of support, you know. You have family and my wife's family in Florida, shout out to them. They love and support all the way. And then some of the, you know, other business entrepreneurs I've been meeting, it's all helping each other out. You know, and that's very important, you know, because then when you're doing everything on your own, it's no one wants to help you. It's
hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things like this, like this podcast, it's you know, some people, man, it's just a podcast, but no, this is an instrumental, you know, outlet. You know?
Always a bigger picture. Right. Not everybody sees it. Not everybody has that vision. You know what I mean? And it's okay.
Right.
Not everybody's for you, but there's a lot of people that are. So you just rock with the ones that are.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But Dave, man, give out your social media again real quick. So, you know, just so the people could refresh their memory.
Right, right. You can follow me on Instagram, Dave's Angry Sauce, also on Facebook. You could also make the purchase on Facebook or angrysauce.bigcartel.com.
Cool. And just to any entrepreneurs out there listening, man, give them some last words of advice, man, just to, you know, kind of inspire them, man.
Right. So one thing is, you know, I've been to, you know, a lot of meetings and a lot of discussion about food entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that it's being discussed. It's being discussed in the city level, in the state level. You know, a lot of organizations out there to help, you know, up and coming small food entrepreneurs. You know, you just gotta find them. You know, there's some in New Haven area, and there's some here in I ran into Chef Raquel's program. That was one of them. Keep it, you know, an eye out for those. but yeah, no, there's a lot of people actually trying to help small business food entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You know, Commercial Kitchen is one of them. You know, you go to New Haven, there's a lot of these incubator kitchens trying, you know, it gets expensive. Because, you know, you rent out, you lease out a kitchen. It's just, you know,
oh yeah.
So, you know, you got to do your research. Yeah. And you'll find them out there.
Cool, man. And it's like B said, man. You know, you're not always successful the first try. You know, we fall to rise. And falling down, you know, again, perception. It's all how you look at it.
Right.
You know, negative and falling down is nothing but a learning lesson. And if you look at it like that, you're winning. You didn't really take a loss. It's a W, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because you're going to get back up and bust your ass and try it again. And even if you fail again, you're going to keep going until you find that door.
Right.
Dave, man, thank you so much for coming up here.
I got one more.
Yes,
before
please.
I forget. October 27th
okay.
at Black Rock Farmers Market. Go to blackrockfarmersmarket.com
okay.
For the address. But October 27th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., they're having their hoot nanny. I mean, I don't know if there's any square dancing going on. They're celebrating their, it's like their last hurrah, you know, their harvest season. You
know? That's it.
So it's going to be a lot of
Halloween, right?
It's going to be some beer tasting, some local food.
Oh, great.
The food is great. Some games, a lot of activities. And I will be there. So if you have you want to try out my house, that's the day to come out.
Okay.
And
cool, man.
Black Rock Farmers Market.
Dope. Well, Interweblians, y'all heard it first. Go support our brother Dave. I'm gonna try to go out there too. I gotta see my schedule, but I always like to support, man. So
yep, I'll forward it to you.
Please, try to go out there and support. You know, even if you can't make it, hit up his social media. Definitely order something, man. Me and B, pretty good. B, what you think, man?
I think this is great. It was a pleasure meeting
you,
Dave. And you know,
likewise.
I hope that further from here, you know,
absolutely.
We get to know more and grow all together in some
man.
Way.
We,
you know,
we wish you luck, man. And we know it's gonna go somewhere. You know, because you're on the right path. And you know, we could tell you're a serious business guy. You could tell the difference between, you know,
right,
certain people, and you're definitely on your shit, man. So
thank you.
Congratulations, man. This is big, bro.
Thank you.
This is big. I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you.
I was gonna say that too. I'm really proud and that you use the culture. And,
thank you.
You put that in there because that's really big, and you know you're putting it out there.
Right,
so
right.
I'm really
just that in itself distinguishes you from thousands and thousands of other companies because. You are the culture. You don't have the culture. You are the culture.
There
so
you go.
That's big, man. Interweblians, thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out at Backyard Mecca on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Gorilla Podcast Network on Instagram, GPN on Facebook. Our show is dropping a day late. We usually drop on Wednesday. But again, a lot of work going on. So we are dropping tomorrow, which is Thursday. The video comes out on Sunday, so stay tuned. Please keep rocking with us. And don't forget, if you could accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you have to do is go get that shit. Right. Peace.
Peace.
Interweblings.